This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, we're going to go to Joy before we hop in the phones here. Joy's calling us from North Carolina. Hey, Joy, welcome to the show. Hey, Joy, now that it's Christmas time and you see your name everywhere, does it feel great?
It really does, yeah. You know. And people love pointing that out, so I've gotten used to it in my 28 years being here.
Good tidings of comfort and joy. Yes.
Joy to the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joy, what would you like to say?
I heard Raymundo's DraftKings commercial, and he just sounded so good. I wanted to give him a shout out.
Come on, Raymundo.
Yeah.
It's Compliment Tuesday here. What do you want to say?
It probably took me like 10 times to record it, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we played that on the air, too. I thought it was, you know, Ray, when it comes to doing commercials, he's probably the best as far as just like sounding like a great announcer. So I appreciate you calling and saying that.
Yeah, he definitely does. Very clear. Very enunciation is perfect. He's awesome.
Ray, you are awesome. And I hope this, you know, starts your day in a positive way.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
Hey, Joy, good tidings to you.
Likewise. Have a good one.
I'm just going to say that when I hang up people until Christmas.
I like that.
Hey, good tidings to you. All right, let's start the show. Oh, yeah. Eddie, you liked it. You can go first. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody. Woo!
Guys, I have a new favorite word. And I've heard of this word before, but I've never really used it. And this past weekend, I used it 2 times.
And that word is?
Bamboozled. Isn't that a great word?
It's a good
Bamboozled.
Word.
So, like, I went to an event, and it was like Black Friday. There was a lot of traffic. And I saw a sign that said parking. I go, oh, well, there's the parking for the event. I pull in there. It was about 10 minutes to wait for that parking. So I get finally to the parking lot attendant, and she says, that'll be $40. I'm like, what? $40? She's like, well, you don't have to park here. You can go further, but that traffic looks pretty bad. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got bamboozled. Mm-hmm. And then that parking wasn't even close to the event, and I was like, dang, we really got bamboozled.
That's a double bamboozled.
Wow.
I love it. That's a good word. It's a good word. Sometimes I'll toss out the old bamboozle too.
I think I got it from you because I've heard you say it.
I've said it a couple times, but you know what? You want to put a flag in it? You can claim that land.
All right.
For sure. All right, up next, here is Lunchbox, everybody.
USA! 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 Guys, today is the most important day
and U.S. men's soccer history. We play at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 Central, 11 Pacific. We battle Iran. And if we win, we advance. We need all your support. Those boys over there are playing their hearts out, and they need you cheering. So let me hear you guys say it. USA!
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 Is there any chance we tie?
There is a chance.
There's always that chance.
But if we,
the worst. The tying has got to stop.
Here's the thing. If we tie, we don't advance. So we have to win to move on.
I'm sure we'll tie.
Well,
first of all, we tie all the time. And tying's stupid.
So dumb.
I like an America where you win or lose. Mm-hmm. It's so black or white in America, which it shouldn't be. You know, there should be more nuance than I think about it just in general. But I just pray that's not a... How do we... We have to beat Iran, right? What are they going
to
do?
We have to beat Iran.
No.
Don't ask that question.
Like, it's Iran.
Yeah.
But they're the 20th best team in the world.
Okay, but we're the number one best country in the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, USA, I agree. I did watch us play England.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was a tie.
No
goals scored.
But was it not... It was intense.
It was intense, but it was a tie.
It's okay. It's okay to be a tie if there's intense. Like, there's a lot of action and drama.
So it's okay to tie today?
No.
We cannot tie today. Okay.
Well,
we have to win. Let me hear you guys.
I just don't want to watch it for 3 hours and then be bamboozled when there's no goal.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, up next, here she is. Amy, everybody. Amy, say hello something.
So my son and I were the only two people at the house, and we wanted to build a fire, but I've never done it by myself before. And at 41 years old, I found myself Googling how to build a fire in the fireplace. And there are tons of YouTube videos, and I love a good video where it shows you step by step exactly what to do. So I was like watching it. I was like, okay, pause. Turn the little knob thingy. Pause. Oh, kindling. Put that in.
That's the key right there.
Light the thing. Woo. Open the flue.
The what?
The flue?
Oh.
That's what you say? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an important part.
Not what I say.
What do you say?
I say, hey, Bear Grylls, show me how to make this with a battery and a Brillo pad. And then we do. That's how
this
we do it.
And he's like,
okay,
Bobby.
He's like, Bobby, I'm glad
you asked.
I did this in 1994. We were running in the Alpine. Yes.
But you have to remember to close the flue or you'll wake up and it'll be freezing cold.
It's called the flue?
The flue.
That's the flap that covers the...
F-L-O-U, maybe.
F-L-U-E. It's your flue liner is the vertical passageway that transports the waste of gas to the outdoors. Think of the chimney as the exhaust pipe that transports smoke.
Yes. So if you don't open it, smoke will be everywhere.
I think what we learn here is there's a video on YouTube for everything.
Everything.
Yes, and most of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
But TikTok's also got some pretty good stuff now, too. All right, and finally, Ray, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his dog's nickname is Fatness Everdeen, and sometimes people on our show Facebook are really mean.
Oh, yes.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Fatness Everdeen, Fat Benatar, Fat Sprat, would eat no cat.
Fat Sajak.
Fat Sajak.
Yeah, I thought about that.
A lot of that. Yeah, that's my bulldog Stanley, who's put on a lot of weight. We listened to the book Sharper Objects. You know that one?
No.
What is it?
It was also a series on HBO. And so Sharper Objects was a book. I'm not a big fiction guy, but my wife was like, hey, let's listen to this book on our road trip. And it was like 9 hours long. And so we made a deal. We listened to her book for 30 minutes and we listened to some podcast. And I had learning about the history of the can opener and stuff like that. And so we'd switch off. But then she knows how OCD I am that I have to finish it on this road trip or I'm probably going to die in a fire. Like, I feel that way. Like, if we don't finish this whole thing. So most of it was me going, we have to keep listening because we have to finish this by the time we get home. But it was pretty good. Amy Adams is the girl on HBO, and she's the person that it's about. But it's about a reporter who goes back to her hometown and try to solve a murder of these two young girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
It's got twists and turns.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then it more turns and twists.
Okay.
Sharp objects. Oh, sharp.
Okay. How long is that audiobook?
9 to 12 hours, I think.
Perfect.
Long.
It's long.
It's long.
She got me though, because I would go and I listened to how Mozart died. I wanted to hear the story about how he died, his career, and how he wanted whatever.
She probably hated that.
Yeah, it wasn't her favorite. And so then we go back to hers, but then I started doing the math, and I was like, well, if we drive the whole way, I'm not going to be able to finish. So we just had to listen to that most of the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, she's smarter than the average bear. She got me. But it's good. It's called Sharper Objects. The book would be good, but the audiobook was good, and I'm sure the series on HBO is pretty good, too. But that's what's up. We're starting the show now. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend of 4 years proposed to me on Thanksgiving. I am so excited. We've been talking about getting married for a while now. I'm so excited to spend the rest of my life with him. There's just one issue. I do not love the ring he proposed to me with. It's not the cut or the color that I dreamed of. He told me after the fact that he had gone to my best friend to get info on what I wanted. Even with that information from her, it was not even close. Don't get me wrong, I know it's not about the ring. I'd marry him if he proposed with a 25-cent ring, but it wasn't cheap. He saved and spent a good amount of money on it, and since I'm going to wear it the rest of my life, shouldn't it be something that I would look down on and look down at forever and think about love? Do you think it would break his heart if I asked him if we could exchange it and go pick one out together, or should I suck it up and be happy with what I have? Signed, Fearful Fiancé. Well, he went to your best friend, and she led him astray.
Yeah, or that, he didn't listen.
That stinks, and that's unfortunate for every single person is a loser in that situation. You are, he is, she is. Everybody lost in that one. First of all, congratulations, and everything we're going to say after this point is trivial, because what really matters is that he loves you, you love him, that you're getting married, and that you're going to have a wonderful wedding and marriage.
Yeah.
Everything past beep is trivial, okay?
Okay.
It sucked to have a ring that you don't like. Every single day.
Every day.
Because everybody wants to look at it and talk about it. Not just do you have a piece of jewelry that maybe you don't love, but it's going to be the center of attention for the next 3 to 6 months. Oh, you got engaged? Oh, let me see the ring. Oh, you got to post a picture of it. Oh, you got... And there's no reason that you should be like, oh, I really don't want to... There's no reason that should happen. Now, that's unfortunate for you. Now, let's talk about if it's going to be unfortunate for him or not. Because he tried as hard as he could, and it does sound like he wanted to do... And I think the fact that he went to your friend allows you to have a little more freedom to go to him and go, hey, I think she was wrong on this. Because that's what you have to do. You can't go tell him, I hate it, or it's not what I dreamed of, and you did a bad job. Because he went to your friend, you have the freedom and a little bit of leeway to go, hey, this is awesome. I think she led you a little bit astray with what I really like.
Mm.
And it's going to be uncomfortable. So know that. But you can put this on her for sure, because she's the one that made him go get that one. And I think everybody would be okay with that. I think she would
She'll
be
understand.
Okay with that. I think it's better for you. And I think he will, although take a gut punch, it won't be a full gut punch right to the middle of the gut. It'll just like clip him from the side.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you can go and be like, hey, I love the ring. No, don't say that. It's a lie. And lying's okay sometimes. I would say, hey... I love the fact that you really tried to nail this ring, because it does mean a lot to me. But I think she kind of gave you a wrong idea, and then go from there.
Especially because he spent a lot and she knows it.
And if you'd marry him anyway for 25 cents, great. That's why I feel so good about having this conversation.
Yes.
Because if you were like, he didn't get it big enough and I wanted it bigger, I'd just crumple it up, throw it away, and be like, he picked the wrong girl. You're the wrong. But you're not. You're the right girl. You can have this uncomfortable conversation, but I would approach him with, I'm so happy that we're getting married. I've been waiting for this forever. I think, as Lunchbox would say, Sally.
Sally, the friend.
Gave you a wrong idea about the ring that I wanted. Is there any way we could talk about it? And he'll be hurt for a second, but he'll be very happy long term that you did this. That's my advice. Now, if he did it all with his own heart and soul, that's way touchier.
Ooh, yeah.
That's way touchier. But luckily, Sally exists, and you can put it all on her.
It's Sally's fault.
But it will be uncomfortable, but it also will be worth it.
Do you give Sally a heads up?
Nah.
No, I don't think you have to.
Because if you didn't throw Sally under the bus, just throw her under the bus.
You never see her again. You know,
it's
call that collateral
friend.
Damage. You lose some people. No, I don't think he'll go to her.
I'm just picturing
I don't think
him
anybody
calling
goes to,
Sally and being like, thanks a lot.
Nah, I don't think that would be the case.
Yeah.
I mean, you can if you want. If Sally's cool, you could. Otherwise, okay, that's it. Thank you for the email. Congratulations on your engagement. And close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
You saw that Jenna Bush said she saw a ghost in the White House?
Yeah, she was talking about how, I guess, her and her sister were there. It's when her dad was president. And they heard, like, the piano being played. And whoever this ghost was, she said that she was very kind. Or nice. And I was like, God, immediately I thought a lunchbox.
But you know, if there was a ghost somewhere, I would think it would be a place like the White House.
Yeah.
Old.
A lot place. Of it's been there for hundreds of years. It's seen and done and made some big decisions. Like, I would get that. But lunchbox, you were where? Your friend Timmy's?
No. Buddy Mark lived four houses down.
And it was built in what, like the 80s?
Probably the 80s, I would guess. I have no idea. And
well, that ghost young.
Yeah.
No, it was young.
Yeah, whippersnapper ghost, yeah.
No, it was a 4-year-old.
You never said this.
How does he know the age?
Okay, go ahead. So tell our listeners the story. Give them the abbreviated version.
I was getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and the ghost shoved me in the hallway closet. And
so a 4-year-old can shove you in a closet?
Yeah, ghost. Guys, ghosts are strong. I was only, 8, 9 years? I mean, I was young. And so he threw me in the closet and closed the door, and it got really cold in there, and I couldn't open the door. And I had to bang on the door, and Mark had to come and let me out. Yeah. And we used to be there after school, and you would see footprints on the steps, and it would unlock and lock the door, front door. We'd sit on the couch, and it would unlock, and no one would be near the door.
When Jenna Bush says she saw a ghost in the White House, I struggle with that. But I go, you know what? If there were a place where a ghost would be, it'd probably be the White House.
I believe her.
Now, I'm not a big guy that believes ghosts are hanging out playing piano. I think if you can go to another world, I'd probably be hanging out with Lincoln or something. I probably wouldn't be down. But okay. The reason to our new listeners that we don't always agree or even believe Lunchbox is that he has a lot of stories like this. Let our listeners know about that shark story.
Yeah, when I was younger, me and my cousin, we were off the coast of Georgia, and we were paddle boating, and a shark took a bite of the paddle boat, and luckily we survived.
Luckily.
What about that time you delivered a baby at the post office?
Yes, I was in line at the post office. It was on Palmer Lane. And a lady in front of me went into labor, and I held her hand as she delivered a baby right there on the post office floor. Mm-hmm. And so, she squeezed hard.
It's just one after the other. And at one point, we lie detected him, and he failed every question.
Really?
Yeah, but you know
which one? The ghost one?
You know what's cool about the lie detector thing?
Yeah.
You can't miss it. It's not admissible in court.
We're not in court.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's not good enough for court, it's not really real.
And he was nervous.
He did say that, but he's on the show every single day.
Yeah, but when you have a machine strapped to you, mm-hmm. Totally different.
Which one do you believe most? That a ghost trapped him in the closet? That a shark ate part of his paddle boat?
Boat, not boat.
Or he helped deliver a baby in a post office?
I have to go baby.
I mean, he held the lady's hand. I believe that.
He didn't even do that.
I think he's... like got there after it was over and someone told him a story about it or something.
Yeah.
But are we going with that one?
We have to choose one, that one.
Mm. Right. There's no...
Which one are you most...
You forgot to give option D, all the above.
Which one are you most proud of?
Oh, proud of?
Like, which one's the story you like to tell the most?
The ghost is pretty crazy.
Yeah,
the
big one.
And that's a really intense one. The paddleboard boat thing is really good. The baby, that happens all the time.
Paddleboard or boat?
Boat. Paddleboards weren't around back then.
He missed
Just checking.
But Bobby kept saying board, and he messes
but
me up.
But sharks don't really attack.
You don't know. You weren't there.
In the movies, they do.
But they don't really attack boats for no reason.
Maybe there was some blood on it. I don't know.
Wow, were you chumming the waters?
Your boat was bleeding?
No, maybe my cousin had a cut on his foot. I don't know, but there's no reason. The shark didn't stick around to see.
How deep were you?
We were about... 13, 14 feet.
And then how big was the shark?
It was about 6 feet.
Let's just say.
6-7 feet. It was a big sucker.
How far off the coast of Georgia?
We were right there on the beach, guys. I mean, I don't know. We didn't go like deep sea.
How much did it cost to rent the boat?
Good question.
You'd have to ask my mom or my aunt. I have no idea.
Oh, so we have witnesses?
Hey, have you ever talked to the cousin?
Exactly.
Historically, Georgia sharks rarely attack, but they are present, swimming in the coastal waters of Georgia's beaches.
Thank you.
The East, it says they rarely attack.
Rarely, but they do.
That's probably every beach.
Okay. This is what we deal with to our listeners, though.
Oh, boy.
Just one story.
Wait, what's your cousin's name?
Kevin.
Kevin. We should talk to Kevin.
Can we talk to Kevin?
No, he'll call him, or he'll act like Kevin.
Okay.
Like he does when he's his agent.
And we should talk to Mark.
I'm Lunchbox's agent. Yeah. Dude, at least change your voice. Sorry. I'm Lunchbox's agent.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this year, I talked to you guys about Connor Wright. He is a 12-year-old kid from Boston. He wanted to do something good for the kids that were stuck in the pandemic and COVID. They were couldn't get outside. So he made them little kindness kits, stuff like toys, treats, whatever. And he would deliver them to kids' houses to make them feel better. Well, he's upped his game. He's been doing it for a year now. He said, all right, pandemic's over. He's going to children's hospitals, shelters, and he's delivering more stuff, kindness kits, to kids out there that need it.
He's the one that keeps doing the stuff that he started during the pandemic.
Yes.
He's the one.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's the
Anything I started, I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm really going to cycle a lot, and I'm going to learn Spanish, and Haven't looked at a bike or even had a taco since then.
It's not you anymore.
It's not, but good for him. That's an awesome story. He's a kid, too.
Yeah.
When they have 10,000 things happening. Great job. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over and talk to Matt in Chicago, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're
going to do
it. Morning.
Morning.
I interrupted old Matt there. Sorry about that. We're going to play a game here and give Matt a chance to win a prize. We're going to play the Bobby Feud. Now, before we talk about the prize here, the Bobby Feud, the question is the country artist with the best smile.
Ooh.
We polled 2,000 listeners.
What?
We said, what country artist has the best smile? 2,000 of our listeners. What country artist has the best smile? Top 10 answers are on the board. Now, Lunchbox will go first. Now, Matt, here's how you come into play. You get to pick the person who you think is going to win the Bobby Feud. And if they win, you win. But if they lose, you lose. Okay, Matt, you got Amy Lunchbox already. Who are you looking at here?
Well, if I choose Lunchbox, he's only going to pick the girls. So I'm going to go with Eddie because he's going to go both sides of the table here.
You know what? That's good strategy.
That is good.
That's good strategy. So up for grabs, we have some crap from the back. Hey, Scuba Steve, what is in the crap from the back pile?
We've got 8-Bit Christmas on DVD, Don't Worry, Darling, which is that Harry Styles new
movie
on DVD.
Yeah, that's A+. What was the first one?
The 8-Bit Christmas.
8-Bit Christmas.
It's actually pretty good.
It's a movie.
Okay, go ahead.
And then we got a Blake Shelton throwback type t-shirt.
Got it.
Jockey t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's favorite game, Blank Slate.
Okay. Is there anything else, Matt, you'd like for us to add into the prize box?
You know, it's funny you ask. I'm actually going to your show in Vegas this weekend, and I would love if I had the chance to do a meet and greet.
Okay, so we're going to add that to the prize box.
Throw that in there?
Yeah, I'll throw it in there.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
why not?
I'm just saying, really a lot of pressure
win.
On Eddie.
Lunchbox, you need to win.
Well, man, I don't know who
I mean, I don't care. I mean, Matt. But if he doesn't win, we can't give him the prize. All right, Matt, so you're coming to Vegas on Sunday night?
I am.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck. I hope you win, and I'd love to meet you, but only if you win, because I only meet winners. All right, here we go. Lunchbox, top 10 answers are on the board. We asked 2,000 listeners, what country artist do you think has the best smile?
Carrie Underwood.
Show me Carrie Underwood. Correct. She's the number two answer. That's 2 points.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, remember, round 2 points double, round 3 points triple.
Oh, yes.
Lunchbox.
Man, I don't know anymore.
That's it?
You can pick people who, like, your wife thinks, you know?
Yeah. My wife does like this guy. She follows him on Instagram. I don't know about his smile, though. Thomas Rhett.
Show me Thomas Rhett.
Oh. My wife led me astray.
Eddie, coming over to you.
All right, let's go with the easiest, Bones. Luke Bryan.
Show me Luke Bryan. Number one answer. Good job, buddy.
All right, and then this guy's got a good set of teeth, so give me Dustin Lynch.
Show me Dustin Lynch. Number nine. The big point getter there.
Ugh. Hey, I feel like she has resting smile face, so give me Reba.
Show me Reba.
Come on.
Number three, good job.
You ever seen Garth smile?
Yeah, I've seen him smile a lot.
I mean, that is the best smile I've ever seen in country music. Give me Garth Brooks.
Show me G-Man.
Oh, what? He smiles in all his albums.
Yeah, he makes me smile too.
Yeah.
Eddie F, 13 points. Going over to Amy. Amy, you got a lot of answers on the board here.
I mean, she's the nicest woman in country music, but also maybe the world. Dolly?
Show me Dolly Parton.
Oh, no. I had that.
Okay, so Eddie is leading right now. Matt, you're in good shape. You got a big lead. All points double right now. Lunchbox.
Man, I have no idea, but we'll go with Miranda Lambert.
Show me Miranda.
There we go. I don't think country artists smile that much.
Oh, they smile for sure.
Eddie.
I'll give you another one that loves to smile. Give me George Strait.
Show me the king. Okay. It's a tough one. Tough question.
I'm like running.
What country artist do you think has the best smile? Luke Bryan's at one. Carrie's at two. Reba's at three.
Of course.
What?
Okay. I got it. I got one. I forgot.
And then Dustin Lynch is at nine.
Okay.
Amy. Points are worth double.
Blake Shelton.
Show me Blake.
He was People Magazine's whatever hottest somebody.
Lunchbox, you got triple points
sexiest
here.
Man alive.
You need to channel your friends, your wife, your dog. Are you going to go shut out for the?
I got Carrie Underwood. Thank you. I'm on the board. Yeah. You know, my wife always says, "I wish I had a smile like that. I wish you smiled more like Keith Urban does."
All right.
That's good.
Remember, all points are triple. Show me Keith Urban. Worth 5 points. So that's a 15-pointer. Really.
Boom!
Lunchbox takes the lead.
Yeah. You know, my wife watches a cooking show, and there's a lady on there that smiles all the time. Her name is Trisha Yearwood. So I'm going to go with Trisha Yearwood.
Show them, Trisha Yearwood!
That's stupid.
And that's it for Lunchbox, but he is in the lead with 17 points. Off the board are 1, Luke Bryan, 2, Carrie Underwood, 3, Reba, 5, Keith Urban, and 9, Dustin Lynch. What country artist do you think has the best smile, Eddie?
I got it.
You need one or you lose.
I got it. This dude smiles all the time. Give me Tim McGraw. Let's go! Mr. Smiley Tim McGraw.
Show him Mr. Smiley Tim McGraw.
Yeah!
Your number 4 answer. Woo! That's worth 12 points. Dang, Eddie takes the lead with 25 points.
Okay.
Amy, you're still in this easily. Because if you get the number 10 answer.
Well, he's still going, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm still going. Okay, I got it.
Go ahead.
I mean, he's got a really unique laugh. But when you laugh, you smile. So give me Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker! Amy, if you get the number 10 answer, you automatically win.
I know.
All points are tripled. You have 4 answers left on the board.
It's not good.
Well, I feel like since Tim McGraw's on there, people might be like, oh, yeah, Faith Hill. She has a beautiful smile.
Faith Hill.
No.
Oh.
What'd you have?
Shania Twain. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's incorrect. Eddie, you are the winner. Nice.
All right, hey, we'll take it.
Okay.
And we get to meet our boy.
Yes, Matt, you are the winner. We're going to send you a package of crepe from the back. And then Eddie and I will meet you on Sunday.
That is awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Stay on the line. We'll get your information. And then I'll have Morgan, number 1, reach out and set up that meet and greet, okay?
Perfect. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. There he is. Okay, here we go. The number 6 answer was Sam Hunt.
Oh.
I thought about that.
The number 7 answer was Kane Brown. The number 8 answer was Jake Owen.
Dude.
And the number 10 answer was Carly Pierce.
Yeah, not a lot of women on there. I was in trouble.
But Eddie is our big winner.
All right.
Eddie,
all right.
Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, going into 2023, they talked to women between the ages of 21 and 51. And what's the number 1 thing that women are attracted to? Now, this is not 1950. This is not 1989. This is today.
Okay.
This is the most accurate representation, they say, of what women are looking for in a man. Amy, you're first.
Okay. Are we talking physical?
I'm just saying,
like,
what are they attracted to? It could be anything.
Anything.
Okay.
They just ask, they talk to them, and they say, this is it.
Personality.
Okay. Pretty vague, but personality. Okay. Eddie?
Sense of humor.
Okay.
They love to laugh.
Part of a personality, but somebody who's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They love funny funny guys.
Lunchbox?
Size of their bank account.
Oh, my God. That was scary.
Yeah, you let us.
Okay.
Wow.
So, they're money.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What can you provide for me? Can you send me on that trip? Can you buy me that watch? Can you buy me that purse? Can you buy me? That's what they want to know.
So, what did your wife see in you?
Fame.
But does fame have a direct correlation to money with you?
Yeah.
Really?
It does?
Yeah. But what she didn't know is that we were going to do separate bank accounts.
Oh.
Yeah. Got her.
Got her.
Got her good.
Are you rich?
I'm not rich. I need to get there. I'm still working on that.
I mean.
But what do you say? Yeah, you got fame and money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have more money than I did when I was 20.
That's good.
Yeah,
good, man. Good for you.
But I'm still not there yet.
You like to double that age.
I still can't retire.
A recent survey found that women, in a survey that said, hey, what's the number 1 thing you're attracted to? Women are most attracted to financial resources, revenue streams, and power.
Boom!
What?
I told you.
Not most women.
Then it's followed by a kind heart. And finally, intelligence rounds out the top things that women are attracted to. They put those first as number 1, financial resource, revenue streams, power. Number 2, a kind heart. And number 3 was intelligence.
Where's that sense of humor? Is that on there?
No.
They
find you funny when you have money.
Revenue streams? Who answers that?
You are a lot funnier with money-er.
Exactly.
Who gets asked that question and that's what comes out of their mouth? Oh, you know, I really find revenue streams attractive.
I think there's probably a lot of options there.
Okay.
Researchers asked over 10,000 women in America, 21 to 51, and they asked them specifically about their ideal man. They got even more specific. They said their ideal man was 6 foot tall and earned more than $270,000 a year.
Oh, wow. Jeez. That's crazy.
Ladies, settle down.
I mean, they want it.
I mean, that...
I mean, it's true. It's just that's part of life.
That's not love, though. Like,
But again, you wouldn't have married your wife had you not been physically attracted to her at first.
Correct.
But you could say, well, that's not love. You just think she's hot.
No, no, she didn't have any money, though, man.
We were broke
as a joke.
But it's different. I'm saying we're attracted to how things look.
Yeah.
And women like how it sounds.
But also,
you're the CEO? Let's go.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Women aren't as visual as men are. It could be a litany of different things. And it could be, as it says, it could be it got someone that can provide. And maybe that goes back to caveman days. I don't know.
That's not provide. That's more than that's.
Yeah, but that's provide.
Lifestyle.
But it's yes, but it's providing. It's security.
Are not making that. So
yes,
where
but okay, but okay,
men?
But you don't pick the what you're most attracted to isn't what the average is. You don't go, I'm most attracted to something average. You go, I'm most attracted to something dynamic.
Okay, or attainable.
Something, but you're not most attracted to something that's attainable.
Oh.
I don't like that survey, man.
Me either.
It's not cool.
Yeah. Makes you feel bad, doesn't it?
It really does.
There's a woman in Florida who's suing Kraft Heinz food company because she says that it takes longer to cook it than it says on the box.
Mm.
Ooh.
In a class action suit, she says, you know what? I would have never purchased it had I known it was going to take longer. According to the suit, the front of the box says ready in 3.5 minutes. However, the instructions list 4 steps, and just one of them is microwave for 3.5 minutes. So it can't possibly
be in.
So she's seeking more than $5 million.
Wow. If she wins... I'll tell you what.
Every box you did.
I am going to start suing a lot of people.
Minute
rice. I mean.
They're done.
Oh, cookbooks. It says, it takes 15 minutes. Yeah, right. Guess what? You owe me some money.
I got a feeling she ain't going to win.
Uh-uh.
You don't think so?
She may get like a month's supply of macaroni and cheese, but that's it. Here's a voicemail from Darcy in Oregon.
I just wanted to suggest maybe doing Stag Country songs for blind karaoke. Think it would be hilarious. Let me know what y'all think.
That would be a funny one for the next blind karaoke, all sad country songs. Because
they have
to go slow, and so you can't just gloss over the words. So, Mike, note that one. That's a good one. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Almost half of men admit that they're totally clueless when it comes to buying gifts for their other half. And Christmas shopping should be starting right about now. So some tips that are out there are you need to talk to her BFF or maybe her sister or someone in her life that might know her taste. And if you're thinking about getting her jewelry, experts say, too, you can kind of dig through her jewelry box.
No, don't.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that's what they say.
Don't spend that kind of money without really solid help from her.
Okay.
You could go, hey, we're going to get you something for Christmas. The jewelry is just too much. It's just too awkward whenever she doesn't love it, but you've spent that much. Don't do jewelry.
That's exactly what men say here. They have been stung in the past at their choice of
jewelry
and that they are shocked when she wants to exchange it for something different.
Jewelry or things that are alive. Don't do that.
Unless
for Christmas.
Oh.
No, don't do it. Go with her. Don't buy it for her because you will never know if she really wants to exchange it. And then if she does really want to exchange it, either of them, the alive things or the jewelry, your feelings are going to be hurt. Go with her. Okay, that's that on that. All right, what else?
Okay, so have you heard about how Colin Farrell was arrested for attempted murder?
Which one's he?
Colin Farrell.
So he's not Colin Firth, and he's not Colin...
He's got the dark
He's not
hair.
Will Ferrell.
He's right. Is he Australian?
Oh, is he like the guy that's kind of grody?
Yes.
Like he's kind of grody looking?
Yeah.
But he's kind of hot. Yeah, got it.
That's him.
Got it.
Yeah, so he was actually in Australia when officers came up to him with a pencil sketch of someone that had attempted to kill a guy. And it looked just like him. And I think the officers even said to him, like, hey, what do you think about this? He goes, well, I think I'm in trouble if that's what you think the guy looks like. So they took him in and he was part of the lineup and all the things. And sure enough, when they did arrest the real guy, they looked so much alike. But he could have been put away for a murder that he didn't commit.
There's a viral clip, and it's probably 10 years old now, where the newscaster's like, hey, have you seen this guy? And there's a sketch up and it looks just like the newscaster.
Oh gosh.
They're like, he's accused of touching women. And it looks just like him.
That's funny.
Yeah, like somebody said, buddy, we don't want to, you shouldn't do this one. Let her do that one. And then I have a friend who lives in New York, and my friend's a comedian, and him and his buddy traveled to Los Angeles, and they were there, and they were investigating him. They thought he was a murderer. His name's Cosmo Kramer. And he was
All right.
What happened?
Kramer. Seinfeld. Got it. Uh-huh. Got it.
Yeah.
That's
not one of your
friend.
Buddies.
Your friend.
That's not my friend? Oh. Okay, what else?
Keith Urban was talking about how he feels that the country community is being ripped apart. He feels as though we're a tribe, and he's concerned that there's just a lot happening right now, and we're not coming together like a family should, and we all need each other. So he's hopeful that, you know, everybody can come together.
Let me tell you about the country community. The reason they say that is because we all live so close. People have always not got along. They just faked it really well. We all know that. We live here. There are artists that you think are best friends absolutely hate each other. They just fake it really well.
Who's that?
I'm not going to say that right here.
Names?
And it changes about every 3 months. And good for Keith for saying that. What he's saying is, hey, we need to fake it better. Because, you know, there are some beefs out there, but it's not new. I think the political divide has created a place where people feel like they have to speak up about who they hate. And so, meaning which political candidates they don't like. And so that creates that. But there have always been big beefs here. Everybody just lives close. And that's why you have to act like your best friends. That's all. It's all fake anyway. All right, what else you want? Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A few years ago, Jason Hansen, who's a mechanic, was in a motorcycle accident, got hurt, couldn't walk, and the community rallied around him and helped him get back on his feet. He's like, man, I need to pay it forward. So his neighbor was having a hard time, and he found an old van, fixed it up, gave it to his neighbor. Started doing that every year, finding someone in the community that needed a car, he'd fix it up on his own dime and give it to him. Well, this year, the community pitched in, got a new car, fixed it up, boom, gave it to someone. Toys and Santa Claus all helped deliver it to the family.
Wow.
Dang, Santa Claus came in for
that. Yeah, he
flew in a little early.
That's how you know something's real special, if Santa come and does a remote.
Mm-hmm.
Like a early remote visit, mm-hmm. like even a satellite visit, you know?
It's pretty cool, man.
That
he
is
did
pretty
that.
Cool. That's how you know it's an amazing story. Because you know what Santa Claus's fee is?
What?
Oh, his talent fee?
Oh,
his talent fee is very expensive unless he's coming in for something from the heart.
Okay.
Like, if you just want him to come in to, like, open up a new Chili's in town, pretty expensive. But he comes in for free for stuff like that.
Wow.
So big shout out to the SC, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yep.
That. And also him. What's his name?
Jason Hansen.
Jason Hansen. He's the real star of the story here. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.